we're back at it again at the 36th IPSA annual conference. Just finished up our business luncheon and presented our scholarship awards to our students, which is always super fun to me. I really appreciate, you know, having to fly all of them in and meeting them in person. But we're sitting here with Colin from Heads Up.
Now, wait a minute. The most important thing in that session was
that you got a 10-year anniversary gift.
And it was a head of a real oak barrel from McAllen.
Yeah.
And all the presidents signed while I was there. I mean, that's freaking cool. Awesome.
Did
even smelled like scotch.
Super good job on Colin on picking that out.
No kidding. I think he had some help.
I would say yes, he did.
Yeah, I would say thank you, Catherine, for helping Colin pick that out. You know me so well. Yeah. Anything that has McAllen and references scotch, yeah, I'm a sucker. Sorry, Colin, we had to go there. You know, this is all about me, I think.
So. So, yeah, we're sitting here with Colin from Heads Up. Thank you for coming in from Canada.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I say thank you, but you're probably like, yes, finally get some warmth before you have to go back. So traveling was okay for you, though?
Yeah, I like to thaw out, so I appreciate the conference being here.
Yeah.
Going to Indy last year, it was kind of the same weather back home, so.
Oh, yeah.
Palm Springs is beautiful. I hope we keep this one going for sure.
I have heard that from a lot of people, that they want to, they're like, you should just do it here every year.
Well, we're under contract to go back to Indianapolis.
I know.
But, you know, that's bad, because I do not think that the weather in Indianapolis is similar to Saskatoon.
It can be. Yeah. It can be. We got more snow, but snow isn't always a bad thing. It's the cold, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we are happy to welcome you from Canada, you know, as President-elect Trump said, soon to be our 51st state. Very sorry about your governor resigning. But, you know, while you're here in California, you might see your potential governor-elect, Wayne Gretzky.
Gosh.
Let's hope not.
No, look, we're just having fun.
Yeah.
Of course, I give Colin Steen a lot of that crap because, you know, he just became an American. I said, man, you could have stayed there and been an American.
Right.
You know, went through a lot of trouble.
Right.
Tell us about Heads Up a little bit more.
Yeah.
I was thinking back, and we were talking earlier, Heads Up has been with IPSA at least before COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And pretty active, and have gotten very active last few years. But, I mean, y'all got some seed treatments have been a big part of our seed trial and enhancement program for the last several years, our seed treatment trial and enhancement program. Talk to us a little bit about what y'all got going on.
Okay. It's super cool. Heads Up is a family-owned company. My father started this back in 1999. He's playing around with plant-extracted chemistries. He was a pharmacist and a farmer.
Wow.
2000.
A pharmacist and a farmer.
Yeah. So
he's at the pharmacy messing with drugs.
That's
right. Thinking this will work on the farm.
So we had cash crop. And then the winters, they're cold and miserable in Saskatchewan, so needed something else to keep him busy, so he worked in the clinics. And basically, using some specialty crops that we were growing on our own farm, we found out that some of the products and chemistries that could be extracted out of the specialty crops had pharmaceutical functions, but also could be used for crop protection.
Wow.
And first crop which started testing Heads Up on was on potatoes. Saw a day and night difference controlling a disease called Rhizoctonia black scurf. Then, being farmers ourselves, first and foremost, we want to actually have some legitimacy and not be considered snake oil or a wishy-washy product. So went through EPA. I said, we got this product for potatoes to help with Rhizoctonia black scurf. They said, come back to us with some data from some accredited research. We went to Iowa State, University of Minnesota. We went to all the different states and across Canada testing the product. And not only on potatoes, but we found functionality and utility in soybeans, dry beans, corn, wheat, peas, and tomatoes too. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a diverse product, and it's all about helping plants to overcome fungal and bacterial diseases.
That is awesome. And I love the concept of a story like that.
Yeah.
That, you know, your dad's just, I mean, I would tell it back that he's got time on his hands.
Yeah.
He's messing around with some stuff. He says, hey, this could work here.
Yeah.
Very famously, there's a guy named, very famously in my circles anyway, a guy named Greg Warren, who used to be at Novartis and then subsequently Syngenta. And when they introduced the VIP3A gene, years ago. I got the chance to work with it. But the by and large of that was Greg was a bench scientist, and they were looking for bacillus and everything.
Yeah.
No kidding. And, I mean, this just sounds unbelievable. He had a carton of spoiled milk at home. He found the milk was spoiled, and he fixed and throw it out, and he said, bacillus could live in this.
Yeah.
He takes it back to the lab, tests it, and discovers the vegetative insecticidal protein. It's smart stuff. And it sounds like your dad is doing that same type thing. It's the same time frame.
Yeah. Serendipity. And, you know, Todd, actually, when we started looking in these plant-extracted chemistries we were taking out of the specialty crops we were growing on our farm, being a pharmacist, he was looking at it because it was known to be hepatoprotective, protecting to the liver from all that scotch you like to drink. And
he was, geez, he just needs to send me a few buckets
of
that.
He wanted to go and make another drug for damage from alcohol and Tylenol. And then we found out, hell, crop protection is a lot easier to navigate than healthcare. So let's go into the crop protection business.
I don't know.
So.
I'm going to encourage him to go back to healthcare. I'm trying to use that help.
We can hook you up.
Yeah.
I've seen it, you know, obviously we've done these stock talks throughout the Flash Networking breaks, and I've noticed this trend from everyone that it always is like this one person, right, that there's this issue, and they just innovate this solution, and it comes to fruition, and then it's like this huge thing. I love that. I love that. I think it's awesome.
I think that is the most important thing about what we've got going on, and this is where we can't ever get lost and why, you know, we as IPSA want to be able to promote companies that are independently owned, and not just seed companies, but companies like Heads Up that are independently owned and are innovating in a smart way, because it's these things. Innovation's at our heart this industry. We look at, the biggest innovation that I think of in corn and soybean is hybridization of corn. That changed our whole industry, you know, and it wasn't a big multinational came up with it. It was some individuals. So, this is exactly the thing. It's an exciting part to see that individuals can make big changes with big impact.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the fungicide seed treatments, that was a big deal for crop protection, too.
No doubt.
But as these seed treatments, these fungicides, they can start to have some resistance to these diseases and these bugs if they're insecticidal. You know, now the focus has been on biological products and bioproducts and what we could take from living organisms and plant extracts and go to the next phase. And you don't see those resistance issues either. So it's actually a safer way to play and to take another shot at targeting a pest that a fungicide might not be as effective at controlling anymore. So
that's really cool. So talk to us a little bit about the seed treatment that you currently have. It's in soybeans. It's been very effective.
You bet.
And now y'all are in our trials, I'm sure many others, but also working towards an application in corn.
That's right. Heads Up, currently our footprint is over 12 million acres in the U.S. annually that get Heads Up
that's
on it. So
pretty good.
That's impressive.
A lot of the IPSA members, we love to come to this conference because a lot of the members are very firm believers in the technology. They use it on every bean that they put out the door. And it's checking off additional boxes, Heads Up's to help with white mold and SDS, and those are two key diseases that traditionally fungicides alone can't help with. So this is kind of enhancing the package. Corn is an endeavor that we've never pursued, but we're seeing phenomenal results in the IPSA trials. And I don't know what the results exactly were for this year, but I know in the last 2 years, it was about a 3.25 bushel advantage and an 80% win rate on corn. So Heads Up being a couple bucks an acre, and you get 3 bushels back, even with today's prices of corn.
You're going to be dollars ahead.
You're laughing, sure.
That's pretty good. That is pretty good.
That's right.
And those results actually are coming out very soon, so you'll see those soon.
Right. I look forward to that. Yeah. So I'll tie that in and make a 3-year chart after that. So
perfect. Yeah. I love it.
Okay, that'll be good. And, of course, we have our reception today, too. So you'll be able to, those results will be out, be able to plan and get in the 25 trials.
That's right. Plan to.
Just a little squeeze there.
You know, we were planning to anyways. We got some new biologicals that we're working on that I can't say too much on at this time, but we're definitely looking at putting a few entries into your trials for 25 here. So
I love it when people foreshadow that there are better things coming.
I do too. It's my favorite.
Yeah. Well, innovation. Back to innovation, right?
Exactly. So,
it's important.
It's our theme.
Okay. I do have a... If you've listened to any of these, I go on a tangent. So, you know, we're talking about these fungal diseases. You ever think who comes up with the names for this stuff?
Right.
Okay, I understand white mold. It's probably white and snowy, and I've seen white mold.
Right.
I've seen, you know.
Yeah, it's not brown. It's not gray. It's not blue. Yeah.
But you know what? Back in the day, they had a lot of fungal diseases on tobacco. And they had two that were really bad that we used to have a product for from my other days that fought. It was blue mold.
Hmm.
That's not too bad.
No.
And black shank.
Black shank. Yeah, I heard of that.
Yeah, we got black shank. You got black shank.
Yeah,
you got black shank. Where do you come up with a name like that?
I feel like they sound like pirate diseases.
It is.
They
kind
do.
Of a pirate.
Yeah. It's like, you know, scurvy. Like, yeah. It's
scurvy.
Yeah.
And I got my black shank.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay. Like, just take some vitamin C. You'll be fine.
The guy below, he's got him some black shank.
Yeah.
Well, what's a shank on? Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Nothing scarier than sudden death on soybeans.
Well,
sudden death.
Sudden death. But the SDS makes sense.
Yeah,
but,
it does.
You know, black shank?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, weird.
Maybe they need to hook up with a better marketing name.
It sounds like it.
Colin, thank you very much for being here. Thank you for supporting IPSA.
Absolutely.
We really do appreciate that. But, man, love having a chance to visit with you, and we really appreciate your support at the conference and sitting down with us.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you so much.
If anyone listening wants to look us up, it's headsupst.com, and appreciate that. And thank you for having us here. We look forward to coming back every year. So
perfect.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right.